knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin. Hey everybody, this is Mark, and welcome back to another episode of the Candle Shore Podcast. It's been a while since I've done a live show. A lot of reasons for that. My primary reason for this episode is to inform you that last Tuesday, which would have been November 1st, 2011, I underwent a gastric bypass surgery for a host of reasons, and I will not go into the specific reasons for the surgery. Let's just say that weight loss was not my primary goal, although I'm not going to complain about losing some weight. I looked at my computer once, at least, and I realized I've been taking notes on this type of surgery all the way since, looks like 2001. I'm really surprised. So a couple of months ago, I began the process of making this happen. And so I was in the hospital. Surgery was done around 8 o'clock last Tuesday morning. I was in the hospital. I was released Friday afternoon. And so here we are at the time of this recording. It's 1 week later. This is Tuesday. That would make it the 8th, right? Yeah. It's been a difficult recovery. Not difficult, not to say that I've had unexpected complications, but, you know, just the lifestyle change and the healing process. Now, the surgery I had, just for those of you who may be interested, I did not have the lap band. I had a much more invasive surgery. I guess the general name for it is a Fobi pouch. And Fobi is spelled F as in Frank, O, B as in boy, I, space, pouch, P-O-U-C-H. So if any of you are interested in that, what that means and how it works, you can always look that up on the web. There's a lot of resources for it. So at this point, I am on a strictly pureed food diet, and you know, everything has to be pureed, and I'm very restrictive. Can't eat anything with fat or sugar. It's been interesting, to say the least. And this is only my first week. And I told you a minute ago that weight loss was not my primary reason for having the surgery. A lot of times, I think people associate gastric bypass or bariatric surgeries with obesity or morbid obesity. I don't know what the percentage is, but it must be at least 70 to 80% of people who have this type of procedure done, I would say, or maybe 100 pounds or more overweight. I'm overweight, but I think it, you know, right. Well, I was about 30 pounds overweight or 35 pounds overweight. And again, I know, you know, if you do some research, you may think, well, you must be crazy to do this. But really, I'm not. Although I'm delighted that when people see me, you know, they think I look halfway decent. But there are other factors that do come into play. I would say that the primary reason I had the surgery was to be proactive. I didn't have to have the surgery right now. It was elective. But it seemed, according to my doctors, and I'm saying more than one, that in maybe 8 to 10 years, assuming I live that long, it would not be elective. And I would rather do it while I'm young enough to have it on my own terms. So my recovery has been pretty good, but I'm gonna, you know, the difficulties, like the pain level, I've never experienced so much pain. In fact, when I was in the hospital, I had originally planned to do some short podcasts from the hospital using Audioboo. But quite frankly, between the morphine injections, which is what was needed to keep me half sane, you know, it just didn't happen. I was, you know, they have those new devices. It's wonderful when you have major abdominal surgery. You know, you have these, what they call, I guess it's a morphine pump. And they attach it to your IV. And so, you know, you press this button and the pain goes away. Unfortunately, so does all conscious thought. You know, it would have been funny if I had tried to show during one of those episodes. And even now, I'll tell you that I'm still taking serious pain medication in a liquid form. Everything has to be liquid form right now. But it's getting better day by day. But the reason I wanted to do the podcast today, or do this show to bring you up to date with me, is because I will probably be doing further episodes on gastric bypass, either my experience or what I'm going through right now. By the way, as of today, I have already lost 10 pounds. And I tell you, it's the easiest 10 pounds sitting on my butt for a week, really quite amazing. You know, and eating three meals a day, although I don't know if I'd call it meals. I'd say it's been more like gruel, but hey, what are you going to do? So I have to be on this pureed diet for 6 weeks. So I guess I'm 1 week down, 5 weeks to go. And it doesn't, you know, I'm eating, you can eat yogurt and cottage cheese. I will say this, I've been introduced or reintroduced to foods that, you know, I normally wouldn't even look at. Yogurt notwithstanding, but cottage cheese, for God's sakes, that's awful. But when you put some peaches on it and cover your eyes and pray, it doesn't taste so bad. This is going to force me to have a better diet. My diet over the last 2 years has really gone straight down. I'm at the bottom. I'm definitely at the bottom end of the food chain now these days, you know, with fast food. I didn't realize how much fast food I'd begun eating recently, but man, I really have, and that's going to stop. I'm glad of that. Anyway, it's funny because I've been telling people, I didn't tell anybody about the surgery except for maybe two people. Most of you know I live alone, and it's a two-story house. So thank God I've been running for, you know, 10 years or so, maybe 30 miles a week. So it does have its advantages to be in that kind of shape. But nevertheless, you know, it's always difficult when the medicine or whatever you needed upstairs and you're downstairs. It's just funny how the medicine or whatever you need is always in the wrong level. I've been out of touch with everything. I haven't checked emails. In the last 2 days, I've been well enough to, you know, watch the news, listen to the news. And I'm amazed at the kinds of things that are going on in terms of people dying everywhere. You know, today we found out that Heavy D, some of you may remember the name. He was a rapper who really hit his stride, I guess, in the late 80s. Maybe around 88 to 89, carrying on to 95, 96. Although, apparently he had done a live performance a couple of days ago at some major music award. And I always liked Heavy D. I think his real name was Dwight Arrington. I can't think of his last name now. But anyway, his first name was Dwight. So that's why it was called Heavy D, you know, because he was really a big boy. But unlike a lot of rappers in his generation, you know, his music didn't have any smut or violence or calling women all kind of nasty names and describing sex acts that, in my opinion, are just perverted and deranged. His music was really that of very positive, positive music. And in fact, in the background, you're hearing some instrumentals, and you're hearing some of the music from a song called I Got Nothing But Love For You, or something like Nothing But Love, or something. It was always one of my favorites from him. The thing that killed me is he died suddenly today of the same medical complications. We don't know exactly what happened. But he's younger than I am. We were born the same year, so we're the same age. Jesus. I mean, you know, I'm actually a month and a half, no, maybe 2 months older than he. I'm glad I did this surgery because while I don't think I'm going to drop dead this year, I do think that on the path I was going with my pre-existing medical conditions, family history, and blah, 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 somebody may have been saying down the road, gee, can you believe they found Mark dead today? So I have always found it better to be proactive than reactive. That has saved my proverbial bacon time and time again. And then, of course, we had the passing of Joe Frazier this week. They've been showing footage on television about, you know, the fight of the century and what was it, Thriller in Manila. And you know, it's funny because this was like in the early 70s and I was too young. But I remember all the, you know, the height that my uncles and everything. And I don't know if I sat around and watched it. I can't remember anymore. You know, of course, I've seen it. Everybody's seen them. And eras when we had heroes that were real heroes, not like these. Or maybe not heroes so much as to say people we could look up to who didn't turn out to be perverted child molesters. You know what I'm saying? And they weren't, you know, they weren't married people who were trying to boink everybody behind their spouse's back. I mean, the people today that are in the media, in my opinion, for the most part, pretty much disgust me. You'd be hard-pressed for me to tell you somebody that is revered as being a superstar today that I have any respect for. But I do remember, and I was never, I mean, I like boxing, but and I was a big fan of Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. But, you know, I just remember the idea that, you know, you at least for me, you grew up wanting to be the greatest, you know, whatever it was you did. I don't know what people want to do now. I grew up and find out how many women they can cheat on their wives with, or how many babies they can have by as many different men as they can find. I don't know what the goal in life is today with these people, or with the generation that's grown up today. I just don't know. Is the goal to, you know, how many text messages I can send in one day or in 1 minute? I don't know. I have no clue. But whatever's going on, I want to be around to see it, and be around to see it for a mighty long time. And that's pretty much all I have for you today. I don't want to, you know, I was going to get off on a tirade here, but I'm having some serious cramping, so I'm going to keep this short. And that's, by the way, that's part and parcel of my recovery process. It'll be a couple of weeks before I can really yell like I like to yell, and at least not without feeling pain, you know, and without all that stuff. So I don't have a lot of energy. But I've missed talking to you, and I'm hoping that you've missed hearing from me. On that note, we will say a very cheerful, remember to make a joyful noise. I've been thinking about you, and I'll be back with start doing some more regular live podcasts, and hopefully with more episodes to pique your interest, okay? From my heart to yours, really. Remember to make a joyful noise, and I will see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
I got nothing but love for you. I got nothing but love for you, baby. What you got? I got nothing.